He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 157% in living color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show 568. I have a very cool and affordable gadget for you today. I think you're going to like this. And we have a couple apps of the day, if you will. So let's get right into it. But before we begin, remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I know it's not popping up. I haven't hooked that up yet into the studio mix. I'm almost there. And a matter of fact, this weekend, I am going to hook up two more cameras behind me because, as you can see, if we look up here, we got a cool ceiling with all kinds of posts and a railroad post, a log cabin. So it's very cool. So I'm going to have two cameras coming in at that angle. It should make it pretty cool. In any event, today's gadget is something that I think you're going to find most useful. Here it is. It is called the RGB, red, green, blue, LED floodlight 250-watt equivalent. This is the Monaco do-it-yourself 1,000-color floodlight, remote dimmable, waterproof, timing, indoor-outdoor light for Halloween, Christmas, up-wall strobe lighting, and just all kinds of general cool effects. These things are extremely well built, and I gotta tell you, they're priced right now. If you look at the price of this particular device, this is a four pack, so you're gonna get four of these lights, and the price here is $49.99. And if you click this coupon here, you're going to get another $5 off. So these things for four lights are about 12 bucks a piece. And boy, are they well made. So you get a four pack. You're going to get two remote controls. Yes, you can control these all from one remote. Let's check through here. Why choose us? They do a very nice comparison chart. And they show the wattage, the equivalent wattage. Your remote control, these are IP66, which means they're very, very waterproof. Don't dip them in water, but they'll withstand rain, snow, sleet, and hail, and even delivery of the mail. These are used for all kinds of special effects. There's a timer function for 3, 6, or 12 hours. You'll be able to start these automatically. They have a memory function, so you can select your own colors and memorize that. They're great for mood setting, wonderful for outdoor and indoor, and they are extremely powerful, as we'll see in one moment. This also has a chart that shows you how many colors you can get, the light speed, the adjustability of it, all kinds of things like that. And here's just a quick chart that just shows you some of the applications that you can use. But what's very important is this is 25 watts, and that might not seem like a lot. However, when you're talking about LEDs, believe me, it is a lot. So these will do all kinds of special effects. There's 1,000 different colors, lights, brightness, adjustable settings, 6 kinds of color changing patterns, yada, yada, yada. This is the part that I like. 100% waterproof die-cast aluminum housing and efficient cooling design that makes it more durable and reliable to withstand any harsh environment. Again, this is IP66 waterproof rating, and these are well made. So let's take a look at what these things are in person. So here is the actual light. In fact, I got a four pack here. So this is it up front, up close. You can see the array of LED lights. This is a very high-tempered glass. It's not going to break. On the back, there is a two mounting screws, I should say, on the side. You will need an Allen wrench or a pliers to open these up. They are very sturdy, and where you put them in position to lean the light at whatever angle you decide, these will hold it. The way I like to start off is holding my thumb on the back and then pulling up, and this is really tight, but you can see the angle there that you can put these at, whatever it is you want, and they stay. Believe me, it's very tight, and if you want to lock them in place, one crank here in the Allen wrench will take care of that. The other thing that's very nice about these, as I said, they're well-made die-cast aluminum, but you can see all the ridges here, and they're there for a reason. They are actually heat sinks, and you can see some air vents there on the left and the right. These are actually designed to dissipate any heat that may come if you leave these on for a long time, which I do. On the bottom here, you'll notice a little hole right there. That's the infrared controller, because they all come with your infrared, typical infrared controller. On, off, a zillion color changes, special effects changes. You get two of these, you get four of these, and it's quite a good deal. One complaint, and I'll show you that in a minute. It's not a complaint. So I am going to use my remote. Of course, you can go light or dark on this. Everything's fully adjustable. So I am going to go right here and point it at this and turn this little puppy on. You probably won't see any color change, but you can see that light is on. So right now I'm going to go to red. There you go. And I'm going to go to green. And again, you won't see much because of the color sensitivity or lack of color sensitivity of this camera. So I'll do a green wash. How's that? And here we go with a blue, purple, really very nice. Again, you can't see it there, but if I put it here, you can kind of see the blue wash. Here we go with a white wash, and you can see these are really bright. And again, you can go to different colors, green, blue. I'm going to put these on the fade mode, fade. And now they're going to rotate, and again, I'll put it here so you can see them rotating through their color cycles. Let's see if we can do that. I'll put it on me. There you go. So now you'll see it rotate very slowly through its color cycling. Now, I'll tell you, these are bright. I cannot look directly into this light. I'm going to turn it off. It will blind you. They are that bright. Outside, they do a phenomenal job, and I can't say enough about them, especially given the price point. Very well made. Another thing that I'll call your attention to is it's a very thick power cord, and you can see the bushing that they use right there to make the electrical connection. This is not a junky cable by any means. It's a very heavy-duty, high-quality product and high-quality cable. So I really like these. The price is just unbeatable. Now, here's the crazy thing, and I get it. Again, these are very inexpensive, but you get four of these. Okay, they come in a box of four. Here's the other two. But each one, if you notice, obviously has its own power cord. So if you want to connect the four of these up, okay, you're going to need a power adapter that's going to allow you every so many feet to plug in a light, or you're going to have to come up with some type of concoction that you can make yourself to allow you to stretch these out. Now, I got two boxes. That's eight lights. I'm going to go all the way around the house with this, but it's kind of a pain to figure out how I'm going to do this. Now, I noticed on Amazon, we'll go back to the page here. We'll see if I can find it, but I did notice that somewhere down here, I don't see it here, but they had an adapter that allowed you to do that, and I thought that was a pretty cool device. I don't see it right now. But keep in mind that you're going to have to figure out some mechanism to basically plug four units in. If you have outlets every so many feet, you're okay. But other than that, these things, they really do a great job. There's no question about it. I'm very pleased with it. I'm shocked how bright they are. And again, everything's fully controllable. You can increase the brightness, decrease it, select the color patterns that you want, whatever. They are a great buy. The only thing that you're going to have to figure out, and maybe you already have this, I don't, but it's some mechanism to spread out how many feet apart you want these. That's no big deal, but you need a plug, a separate plug for each unit. They don't take a lot of juice, so that's the good thing. They'll easily run off a 15 amp circuit, no problem, because they're LEDs and they don't take a lot of electricity. I'm wondering here if they have it input voltage 25 watts, but on an LED, they don't show exactly what it is for wattage, but well, they say it's 25 watts, but I don't know. It doesn't draw a lot of current. You will never blow a fuse unless you have something wrong in the house, but these are very, very good lights, and I know you're going to be very happy with them, and for the price, you're not going to beat that. That I promise you. Okay, let's take a look at some apps of the day. Here we go. The first app up, every week I get a call. I get an email. VPN, VPN, how much? Which one? Which one? They're all the same. They're all the same, pretty much. There's none that really are better than others. Here's one for free if you have a Android operating system, VPN Pro. Pay once for life. Yeah. This one has all kinds of stuff. All VPN servers are free for life. Of course, you've got to pay for the app once. So all VPN servers are free. Well, yeah, after you pay for it, they're free. But the thing is, this is a lifetime app, if you will. No subscription fees, no ads. You pay a one-time shot, and there you go. 3.8 stars. I don't use this because I have another one that I use, and I'm happy with that. I use Surfshark, which is wonderful. But this is very affordable, and you may want to check it out. Our next app is also for the Android operating system. This is called Foam Booster Pro. And this is kind of a neat app. This will optimize your Android operating phone, if you will. It will speed boost it, make your battery last longer, and so much more. It does a lot of things. It will speed up your gaming. There's no data shared with third parties. This is an all-purpose maintenance app. It will be a multi-booster. It will clean your cache. It will simple. I'm sorry. It has simple and useful applets in it. Other things that you can do. It's intelligent, so it knows what it has to do, and it's positively amazing. So definitely check that out. Now, this next app. This is a killer app, and if you don't have a PDF reader, if you will, you want this. Right now it's free. I don't know how long it will be free, but this particular app is awesome. This is called PDF Max Pro. The all-new PDF Max Pro for the Macintosh and for your phone, iOS, is a free PDF single subscription to enjoy. It's actually free. They have a couple in-app purchases. But what's nice about this, and a lot of PDF readers don't have this, you can fill in PDF forms. You can type over the PDF. That's really cool. You can mark up text. You can record sound. I've never seen that on a PDF reader. Create notes. You can draw with your finger, draw any shape. Well, if you can draw with your finger, I guess you can draw any shape if you can draw it with your finger. Manage pages and all kinds of things. It doesn't get high ratings. It gets 2.5. And the reason for that is, in my opinion, is that it's there's a lot of stuff on there, and you got to drill down through the menus to figure out what it is that you want. But it's free. If you want more stuff, guess what? You got to pay for it. But that's the way these things work. All right. Our next app, iOS app, is called the Day Circle Day Counter. This is a nice app. This is great to remind you of birthdays or important days of the year that come up, anniversaries, whatever. Very simple to use. I like it because it's colorful, and it pops right up when you have a particular date that you're supposed to remember. And I usually have mine pop up at between 6 and 7 in the morning, because if it pops up later on in the day, what good is it? All right. And now let's go to our final app. This is a really nice app, and it's free at the moment. I don't think this is going to be free for long. iOS folks, this will take your photo and allow you to manipulate it and make it into a gorgeous, I mean really high quality art oil painting, if you will. and it's good for the iPhone and iPad. Thinking of paintings, you often start by imaging a photograph. Well, this will take those photographs and actually allow you to create all kinds of absolutely stunning oil paintings. And what you see is what you get. So as soon as you see something that you like, and there are so many controls that you can use to make those paintings come alive, it's really nice. Open any photo on your device, and this will work its magic. This is one of those very, elegant apps that come around for free once in a blue moon. Get this app. You will really like it. If you have pets and you take photograph of your pets, this does such a nice job in terms of making it an oil painting. You'll be very happy with it. And again, right now it's free. It's probably worth $10, this app. That's just my opinion. So that's why it's good to watch the Gadget Professor on Thursday or Friday, whenever it comes out. And folks, that's going to wrap it up today. I'm going to continue with some wiring here while it's a calm 75 degrees. I love it, although I'm looking around and looks like a giant thunderstorm is on the way. And that's okay, too, because I definitely like the rain. So thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next Thursday. So long.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.